My name is Christian Achalike. I'm from the Republic of Cameroon. I serve as the Pan-Commonwealth Coordinator of the Commonwealth Youth Peace Ambassadors Network, which is a network of over 1,000 youth-led organizations working for peace in the Commonwealth. And nationally, I serve as the National Coordinator of Local Youth Corner Cameroon, which is a youth-led peace-building and counter-violent extremism organization, which I've been working for the past 11 years today. And our work focuses on how to engage young persons in the peace-building process. And personally, working in the space of peace building is from a life story, growing up in violence and in a community where crime and gang violence was the order of the day, and I grew up in it, and it was lifestyle. And but at one point in time, someone told me you could become different. You could use these ideas you have, the leadership you have in relating this situation where you find yourself to be positive. And that's how I started volunteering and living from the space of violence to use my experience to design programs and work with young people to prevent them from violence has been my role all this while in Cameroon, and being able to share these experiences with also vulnerable young people, designing capacity building programs, designing networking programs, designing sensitization programs, and most especially we engaged in working with young people who have previously been involved in violence of all sorts, including violent extremism, where we work in prisons. So we have a project where we call it the prisonpreneurship, and the whole idea is to build entrepreneurs from young people who have a history of violence, specifically in prisons, because someone gave me an alternative to become different, and that's what I am today. So my belief was that we could engage these young people in prisons with leadership qualities, with vocational training and other training, to be able to give them an alternative. And today I'm proud that this young people in prisons are able to produce products of different sorts, and their products are being hailed and loved and bought by people out of prison, in prison, and even out of the country. And we have examples of those who left prison and are out of prison today and did not go back to violence. And a case of this was a young person we trained on greenhouse farming. And upon exit from prison, he called us and said, "Oh, I think I'm a target for radicalization by the militia groups in the English-speaking regions. What do I do?" So we have an incubator program where upon leaving prison, we work with you for 6 more months and we help you set up. Currently, this young man who left prison has gone back to prison to train his peers on how to become a greenhouse engineer. And he came with a business card for the first time in his life, and he called himself a greenhouse engineer. So he visits prison 3 times a week and trains his peers, and to give them hope that it is possible to grow up in a life of violence, but to become someone different when you have, you know, an alternative or an opportunity. So this brings me to my advocacy that, you know, young people commit crimes and violence not just because of faults of their own, but sometimes because our governments fail to respect their own part of the social contract and even our families. So if we want to build peace with young people, let's give young people a safe space, let's give young people opportunities and platforms to engage with their peers, and trust me, they'll be better than what I do today.